Oh man, huh? Oh,
right. We're good.
It's so.
Do you guys want a sour pussy?
So you brought something to divert.
Do you want
attention
one?
Away? Like we're dogs.
Have a sour pussy.
Like we're dogs, and you threw a fucking tennis ball.
I get that. It's
I
want to
say so much.
I get that these are weird.
First they're Ooh. Sour, and then they're sweet.
Fryler the creator.
Yeah, so does she not like you?
She just secretly wanted to fuck Tweak her whole life.
So it's like those ads on Facebook. It's like scientists found something worse than bald.
So is that it, like a no on the sour pussy?
Yeah,
like,
you know what? You want another one? Yeah.
Show the camera, dude. Show what you're doing.
Show the pussies?
Yeah.
Yes, we're in the Patreon, bro.
Yeah,
whatever you want here.
Yeah, so this is a pussy patch sour.
Oh,
so
it's
apparently,
Coke flavor.
My girlfriend also gave me these.
So
she's grooming you into something.
So I don't know. I don't know what her plan
she's
is
like,
for
we're
me.
Not fucking for weeks because look at you. So here,
they
enjoy these.
They also have estrogen in them. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's a little fun. Little that gives it a little spice.
Yeah.
How do you feel
about this?
Yeah.
You don't care.
I think I look. I think look. I think it turned out a lot better than I thought it would.
What'd you think it... really?
Did you?
I thought her design... To be totally honest, I thought her ability to paint, like, a design into my head would be
with
much
with her eyes
worse.
Closed, yeah. That's pretty good.
I think, actually, the design is the cute part.
The yeah. design is the cool part, but looking at you head on, it looks like you just, like, you're bleeding from the head.
Yeah. Like, head on is the worst.
which is how you, like... interact and face people
world. No. He's been doing a lot of top-down activities, so he walks around
yeah.
at the Trader Joe's.
Hey, yeah. let's go.
He's bowing like he's in Japan still.
Yeah. If I took Tweak and put like gave him like a bunch of ayahuasca and put him in a closet, he would come out like that.
You the fuck the Tweak comparison is even more solid because he has the exact same forehead. And brow as I do.
Yeah,
like
you guys
the
are
exact
really
same,
looking,
same like
same,
facial
same
structure.
Character model, yeah.
Yeah. It's Guy 4.
Mm. Except he's great at Smash.
Yeah. And I'm
come on, man.
I'm
just lost
solid.
It unranked.
I lost to the Nick just
wow.
now.
Okay.
Oh, part two?
Yeah.
That's
hey.
A hard
hey, there's no C in his name.
That's a hard loss.
Look,
have we got all here. Out?
I think it looks.
I
great.
Got no. I mean,
I think
we
looks,
have it. No,
I think
it
looks
it.
Good from the side and from the back.
Yeah,
and I think the design looks nice.
Does
think
she watch Patreon? You don't have to.
Does
like,
she peg you or something?
Yes, she does.
I actually like it. I was kind of kidding
no,
for, a beat,
okay,
for a bit.
For real, I think it's very sweet that you can.
Did you
come what? On, dude?
Was getting it shaved weird? Like when you got it shaved, you're like, "Fuck, this is a mistake."
You
no, you've
have
before.
All seen my
yeah.
head shaved. You shaved it.
No, but not that thin.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Was it?
Dude.
Yeah, two houses back.
No, I remember shaving the heads, but I didn't
it
remember.
It was like this.
Yeah, it was like.
But
it
was
it just
brown.
Wasn't blonde,
it
was, so it blends in.
Yeah,
yeah. The blonde. Did you? Oh yeah. Did you have to re-bleach then shave, or the shave re-bleach?
Yeah. Yeah, because the blonde was at the tips of my old hair.
So I this is what I thought Porter Robinson looked like before I actually saw him. If I just pictured him from his music, I thought it was that.
It was low-hanging fruit, but someone just said Amon Rodman. And I
yeah.
okay. that made me yeah. laugh.
That kind of fits.
Yeah.
That's like when your little brother joins all the bit because it's finally not him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, all right, sport. Like, that was all right. Like,
I do think it's cute. But I will say I want to see you raw bald now.
Yeah,
oh.
I want to see.
That's what I was thinking about that when she was cutting my hair. I was like, if we go one number lower, it's like there'll be nothing to die.
You no. look like Dogen.
The Dogen?
I do. I'm
would
the
be
blonde flower Dogen.
It'd be really funny if you went
and
bald.
I speak Japanese as well.
It's true.
If you shaved bald, but you still painted the design on your head, like
yeah.
your scalp.
Yeah.
Like with like henna.
How does it work when you grow hair out? Your flower's going to be all fucked up.
Yeah. It won't last once it like starts growing out.
Okay.
This is temporary. The this is bleached, but the dye is temporary, so it'll wash out in like 4 weeks probably.
Yeah, that's okay. the part that needed to be temporary.
I do
sure.
feel So we're going to have an episode.
Yeah, the short hair is the temporary part. Because it grows eventually. Because it grows. Right, like, okay, that's how hair works.
God, it took so long last time. Sorry.
Didn't take that long, did it?
To come back?
How long did it take?
Oh, it takes a long time.
To get to like where it was? Oh, it's 6 months.
That's not so bad.
You literally did this last night, right?
Literally last night.
So what do you think it's going to look like in like a week?
I think the dye will fade a bit unless she touches it up, which she said she wants to.
I want someone, because someone, did you see someone on the subreddit made an analysis of all the pixels of the number on the thumbnails? Like a pixel analysis of how big the number has gotten or small it's gotten, which is great analysis work. I love data. And I would
I'm a data guy, and I'm not autistic.
I don't want to say it, but I was thinking it. And put this in the spreadsheet.
Honestly, if there's data, if there's a spreadsheet about all my autistic...
I would love to read it.
I would. That'd be great. That'd be great if
I would analyze it weirdly fast.
I would!
Especially...
I would interpret it really well.
Things were put into shape-like graphs that I could look at. I'm good with shapes.
You're being an asshole right now, but graphs are graphs for a reason. We need graphs. Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
How do you eat cheese sticks? How do you eat like the? Do you bite or you peel off the corners?
I fucking peel it like a goddamn normal adult.
Do you lay them side by side and make sure they're the same length?
Do you think this one's an innie or an outie?
I haven't seen an outie pussy in years. But no, what I was gonna say is I want someone to put a side by side. What?
Here, you see one right now?
I want to eat it.
I just...
No, I want someone to, as your hair grows for the next 6 months, do a perfect comparison, like, sheet. And then the time lapse of, like, your hair, your head growing.
Like kid, like, age 7 to 45
I was going to say, I don't know how I got here.
I'm going to go get a bowl. I'll be right back. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't want to tell you what I was thinking about.
No, I do want to hear it. I'm sorry, that was me.
It's like...
I was being too...
I was also kidding. I didn't have anything fun.
I feel so bad, actually, though. That's what you guys don't get, is I feel bad when I hurt my friend's feelings.
Look, I don't know how I got here, but I thought it'd be really funny if there was a video of Aiden, and it's like, I took a picture of myself every day for 30 years, but it's just him at the same age, like 4,000 times.
Just like doing different expressions.
And you're watching it and you're like 40 seconds in, you don't realize. Is he aging?
Is he changing?
All right, go get your bowl, man.
Get your Red Bull.
Sorry. You getting a bowl?
I didn't let you talk either, Ludwig, so it's fucking...
Go get your Red Bull.
Anybody want the last one?
Just go get your Red Bull. Don't fart. Just go get your Red Bull.
You gotta... Huh?
I think I saw these in so many of the machines in Japan. I think it's a weird design because you open it and it's just a flat
fucking
image of a can.
I couldn't read Nihonga and it was sitting there and it said can inside. And I was like, oh, it holds one aluminum can.
Wait,
that's
did
great.
You win it?
Yeah.
Oh, you won it?
Yeah. And so I won it and I thought it'd come with a can or a can holder. And then it's just a picture of a can. And I'm like, that's much less convenient than if it actually held one aluminum can.
Actually, you know what? Is the yard better?
he can just do a voiceover.
Yeses.
Of him as Kirby.
Talk about on any of the episodes we did how Sydney talked to the Taito people to help us win?
Wait, that's how it works.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know that you could just be like, make it easier. And then they just would.
Yeah.
There was a game I might have already talked about. I don't remember if I did. But there was a game that sold like a kid's camera. That actually works. So it takes digital photos. And I wanted it so bad because I love little toy cameras. And I tried a bunch of times, failed. And Sydney went over speaking perfect Japanese and asked them to make it easier for the American. They did. And then we won it. But then I went to the mall later. And that camera was being sold at the mall for $70.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wait, I only spent like... I thought I like overpaid for the dumb little toy prize.
Mm-hmm.
I only spent like $20.
You can make money at an arcade. I did it with Connor because it's his like main channel video content. We each had $300 and we just had to win as much shit as possible. And I maybe it's called Sumima Senning.
It's called Sumima
Senning.
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 Yeah.
Even in Japanese, it's called
that's the verb version. Yeah,
that's the verb version of asking.
They put
for someone
an
to come
ing
over and
at the end of no, at the end of it.
Aiden, it's the American.
Does Connor call it that?
Yeah, yeah, he'd be like, yeah, I assume you must send.
I hate that I can't prove that you're wrong.
No, so I believe him.
All you do is you just find someone who works at a Taito, and you go, sumimasen, and then you just point to your machine, and they're like, ah. And then they'll go place it either back to where it was, or occasionally I'd be greedy. I'd be like,
that's asking for so much.
I mean, it's like Vegas, right? When they're like, hey, we're giving you a whole free hotel room. Isn't that nice? You're going to like that, right? Because they know you're going to fucking spend money.
It's a trust-based system where they do it because you've been playing for a while. And they want you to win. But you
don't
could
check.
Cheat it.
They don't
you
check
could, yeah, yeah. Well. You could just go and start sumimasening all over the fucking place.
Well, they have those. So there's people who just churn out arcades. They turn them out for dollars by just going and then playing either the... There's like some that are good prizes that are one prize per person.
He looks like something you'd win.
You look like you'd be really mean to your toys.
You look like I'm like, what anime is this from?
That's good. Yeah, you're like Zoomer Sid from Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm gay Sid.
Yeah. You're gay, but you're extremely toxic.
I was mean
to
my toys because I was actually holding gay repressed feelings.
Yeah.
I've grown up and I fuck now.
Yeah, I fuck now, but I would still rip Woody's head off and fucking and melt it to Buzz's ass.
Man, Andy across the street was a...
Yeah, you had a crush on Andy growing up, and you didn't know how to reconcile those feelings, so you stole his fucking toys and killed them.
You have flowers on your head and bleached hair.
sorry,
we all covered basically everything.
Yeah, so they just help. But one of the machines I kind of cheated on because I was like, I was with a guy who spoke Japanese very well, and I was like, ask him how to win. And so
ask him what he did today for fun.
Ask him if he's having a good time. And so the guy like takes the box and he's like, okay, so you start here, then you have to push it along this. He's speaking perfect English. And then you go this way, and then it falls through the hole. And then he puts it the last step before you need to knock it into a hole. And it's funny because every time he keeps trying to place it, it falls in. So he has to pick it back up to place it right one step before it falls in.
Do you feel like a baby?
I feel like a fucking king. I feel great.
That's so cringe.
Dude, I had such a funny interaction I forgot about. On our last day in Japan, we went to a camera store. And we walk in and we're with Omid, who speaks Japanese. And so we walk in and I'm like, hi. And then Omid starts speaking Japanese to the store owner. And every time I like in looking at a camera or something and Omid's like, oh, do you want to look at that? He would go and tell the guy in Japanese that like, I want to look at it. So I get this idea in my head that this guy only speaks Japanese because for some reason Omid is like translating for me. And I wasn't thinking about it. And so then we get to the point where the guy's trying to like ask me what camera is and he's asking Omid in Japanese and Omid's asking me and then we're like translating, which felt totally normal. And then the guy and Omid are having a conversation and I'm like, oh, what's he saying? And he's like, he's telling me he speaks English. And I felt so bad. I'm like, should I have just been talking to him?
No, because you don't know.
I didn't know anything. Yeah. But the guy never spoke English to me for the rest of the transaction. He only talked through me.
That's interesting.
It was so weird.
Well, yeah, maybe he would just say something, right?
But he told him he spoke English.
Yeah. Maybe
I guess
he was
at that point,
it was too late.
It was definitely, I was just like, I'm fucked.
And you formed a conversation tree.
And Omid needs a job, you know? Omid needs to do something.
Yeah.
Omid's like, don't do it.
He said it too good.
This is my value here. Yeah, that happened to me. I was at a buffet at one of the ryokans in Hokkaido, and I'm just standing in line, and it's like mostly, I think, Japanese people who are there at the buffet, and I'm at this dessert place, and I'm waiting for this lady to hand me this dessert tray, and I'm like debating if I want another dessert tray. There's like two different ones I have.
What's new, bro?
A different one or both?
There's like, yeah, get both.
Okay.
So I like, because I have one, and I'm like looking at the other one.
You could have two. You would have two yummy candy desserts.
I know, I could have two yummy, and they're little ones too, so it's not that bad.
I did that with the carbonara, I'm just saying.
And I'm standing there, there's an Asian guy next to me, and then like we just stare, I do eye contact, so I do what you do, I go, and then he hits me back, he goes, and then I'm sitting there and he goes, you could have a second one. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And I grab it. But I did not expect it, because we're all in yukatas too.
What is that?
It's like just like a traditional Japanese
the robes.
Yeah.
And so
cocks out.
Yeah.
Flopping a well, penis is yeah, flying
the,
around.
The goal yeah. of the yukata is to have the cock out. Yeah. yeah. That's why you wear
There's
it.
A hole for the cock with it.
We hit the onsen, me and Eamon.
How was it?
It was fucking
I've
great.
I've seen all of your dicks. But not Nick's.
We'll have a special, we'll have a special day at home.
None of us have seen Nick's dick.
we'll have a special day at home.
We have like a cool, like a reveal.
A gender reveal. Yeah. One of you has a baby and I'll paint my penis either blue or pink.
Ooh.
I was thinking. But your wife has to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
That's fine.
I was thinking it's more like a DVD screener. Where it's like we get advanced like before like the whole world gets to see it. We get like an advanced screener.
Because we're rating it?
Yeah, but it says like property of like,
is that,
you know,
is the logic here that it'll go public right after?
Yes.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
This is me opening an OnlyFans equivalent of some sort.
Yeah, but it's a DVD screener.
It's a DVD and it says you are not allowed to distribute the contents of this DVD.
Do not duplicate.
Under penalty of perjury. Was I too proud about it?
You got into it.
Wait, what?
About
you
what?
Got you did get into it.
I was in the onsen, and what I was nervous about was being shy about my penis. Cause I think like inherently it's like, oh, my dick's out.
So we go, we're at the first ryokan, and we go to the fucking we're going to the onsen that night. It was really, really nice. And a thing you do there, it's kind of funny because you bring this small towel with you from your room.
Oh, the little courtesy towel.
And you have a courtesy towel.
Yeah.
And when people come in to the onsen or when they're in their locker room initially, you kind of hold the towel like loosely in front of your dick to like almost like be polite, it feels like, to not like present
it's
to
not
everybody.
Showtime yet.
It's kind of in the same
holding
way
the towel,
where it feels
like really low to imply you have an enormous penis. Like, oh, don't worry, this is actually where I need to hold it.
This is like, there's way more.
It feels dumb in the same way that it feels dumb to like wear your mask to get into a restaurant because you know you're literally about to take it off 10 seconds later.
Because
everybody holds the towel in front of their dick until they get in the water. And then from then on, anytime they move around the space of the onsen, they're no longer holding the towel in front of their dick.
It's dick time.
So it's just out.
Call
which
it
is
what
fun.
It is. It's dick time.
It's dick time now.
I think you're right.
And you,
it was dick
and
time.
Ludwig, after being told that it's customary to bring these towels from your room to do this, Ludwig doesn't bring any towels with him at all. And Ludwig just arrives at the onsen.
Moshi
Mosh. Moshi Mosh. No towel, period. And it's just zero shame in it.
I did have hands on my hip.
Which is.
And you kind of like bent forward like the cat. In front of the snow.
He's doing the sound like, hey guys, check this out.
We go to the roof and it's this beautiful outdoor onsen now on the roof. It's snowing outside. It's cold. We have this beautiful view of like the water and this town. And the snow's coming down on the rocks around us. And Ludwig's like, can I like get out and like go sit on the rocks? And stuff, and he does the full-on like Yao King of the Rock thing from Mulan, and like stretches it out, and then sits down in the snow, butt naked
in the snow.
Yeah,
there's snow.
Was that nice? Or
because
you're hot?
Fun to juxtapose.
Oh, like
it's
the
like
hot,
the
cold
pool.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's exactly
like
the cold
pool.
I see.
But it's Earth's cold pool.
It's Earth's cold pool, and I was doing it first, and I think Aiden was a little jealous.
And you is that true, Aiden? You tell he shows up to the function, hogging out, right?
I'm hogging out the whole thing.
No towel.
His little towel was like, sorry, please don't look at my cock.
Ooh, sorry.
Sumi Maseni. Look,
Sumi Maseni.
I'm covering up because I've got the biggest piece of the function, easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bigger, you know, guys. We're talking about you guys. I would love to hear.
So I would want to shame Ludwig.
What is
sacrilegious?
What? It's sacrilegious.
You're not allowed
Connor's
to share
what?
Another dude's dick at the onsen that you saw.
If you asked me, I would answer frame one. What the yaw of Aiden's penis looks like.
That's because you've seen it 30 times outside that circumstance.
No. Which one of you? One of you two made a fucking joke about how long my foreskin was. I can't remember which one of you was.
Probably one of us.
It had to be one of
we
us.
We had a reason to do so.
Because we're lashing out for that.
Yeah, Ludwig would never.
Yeah, I think you have a normal size foreskin. Actually, I think it was me on hindsight.
Yeah.
Dude, remember making fun of your fucking
foreskin? Yeah, you made fun of how long my foreskin is.
I probably, yeah.
That's friendly fire.
You,
that's fucked up.
What would he say? Sorry? Like, I'm not going
apologize
to.
For him now.
Oh, Ludwig.
Do it now.
Yeah, you're not allowed to share. You're not allowed to share. I feel
all
like
right,
this
I think that's fair.
This is a respectful rule.
I think that's
is
fair.
It?
If you shared what someone else's dick at the onsen looked like,
you have foreskin, so.
That'd be like breaking the own. Like if you were talking about like Stan's dick.
Well, your foreskin's long, yeah. I would never spill on Stan's or Connor.
You can't spill on someone else's.
Wait, you saw Stan's penis
dick
too?
Yeah,
Stan's Connor and a lot of random.
Wait, who's Connor? Connor
random guys.
No, what are you?
Connor
you
dog.
Just,
oh, right.
just said that too.
I was thinking about
what?
Who are you
is
thinking
wrong
about?
With you?
You just.
You think I thought Connor E. Pant was in Japan with us?
Drink more of that. Drink more of that now. Because you're slow right now.
Is this an autism thing?
You can't say that.
I'm
if
asking,
I
I'm
have
wondering.
Autism, then you're being an asshole
no,
right now.
No, it's me wondering if I should be sensitive to it.
And if I have autism, he's being an asshole right now because he looks that
Nick,
way.
Nick, it's
and
not
I
even sensitive
him.
If you're like, are you fucking autistic?
It's one of those things that you do.
I just want to know.
The one thing that kind of threw me off, it wasn't a big deal. Because ultimately, I think I'm really comfortable with like what my body looks like.
Yeah.
And
well,
even
you're
this,
beautiful.
I am beautiful and bald. I have something.
And you can be both.
I can connect with you. I can connect with you later. By the way.
I don't want to hear how we connect. It's gonna make me feel really bad. I bet.
When we were walking out of the second onsen we went to on the Hokkaido trip. There was just this woman working in the locker room.
Oh, yeah? Oh my God.
Yeah. And
Holy shit.
I just walk in and I'm like, oh, you just see me fully naked. Like
yeah.
full frontal. And she's just doing her job. Like she's like picking up the trash and like
and you're
going
just
through
like,
the locker room.
We're just innocent, man.
I've been watching that over
yeah,
and over again
insane.
Lately. Have
all
you
right.
guys seen that? It's like this clip from like this old BBC kids show where it's this woman and this puppet
Wait,
dog.
Wait, Zipper, can you just search innocent men dog clip?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
I'm alone.
And I sit alone in my bed at night and I watch this clip and like cry laughing to myself.
It's only funny because the girl's laughing really hard too. But so wait, there was a woman working in the... Yeah.
She just walks in. We'll play this clip real quick. I think you want the one that's
maybe the
not.
Second one.
It's not 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
it's,
19
yeah,
seconds
one
is the right one.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
What is the context of this? Does that
matter? I have no idea.
Okay.
Also, it's funny without the captions and stuff. Yeah. And she's just dying laughing. And the dog is just like, I don't know.
The context, I, because someone linked like an article, because this is the clip had been really popular for a long time. Like, I think just because it's like a, maybe it's like a British cultural thing, but Archie, back me up.
yeah, Archie needs a way in here.
There's an article about how the guy that controls and voices the puppet he just liked saying random shit to make his co-star like laugh. And they're outroing this kid show. And he's like, it literally just popped in my head. It doesn't mean anything.
That's funny. That's good. That makes it better.
Yeah.
But so anyway.
So this old lady walks in. She's cleaning up. She does her thing. And then, like, she leaves. And Aiden's standing there. We're all, you know, we just finished onsetting. We're all vulnerable. And Aiden looks around at us. And he goes, that's like the first woman in years to see my dick. And we start roasting him.
Wait, you're not making this up?
No, he actually said that.
This
were you joking?
No, I phrased it poorly. Like, besides the obvious.
Is that why the hair... Oh.
Like in public. I get what you're saying.
Like, no, besides...
Oh, because you haven't shown your penis publicly to a random woman in a while. Yeah. I get it. That makes
yeah,
more sense.
You're not allowed to back at the BC McDonald's.
I think
Dairy Queen has not been the same.
Traditionally, the confines of a monogamous relationship, you know, nobody else besides my girlfriend would be seen. No other woman would be seeing my penis besides my girlfriend.
You're bisexual.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Fucked up standard, you know?
So I just phrased it weird.
In the outset, he was like, we're waiting.
Yeah.
We're waiting. It's still early days.
It is.
It's all early.
It's not weird that she hasn't seen my dick yet.
That's a good...
I have to prove to her that I'm willing to commit. That's why.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Dude, I had to have a really funny conversation with my mom because I got dinner with her and she like knows that you have a girlfriend now. And she goes, oh, so he has a girlfriend? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, oh, so he chose? And I started laughing. So
that is
I was
insane.
Like, I was like, we need to talk about how you understand
no,
sexuality.
She's right. It's a choice.
No, she's right. Yeah, it's like getting a starter Pokemon.
And you pick a side.
Dude,
you pick a side. And bisexual people are more likely to cheat because they have so many
Pokemon
options.
Yeah. And then you wait.
This is a boomer shit. I remember my dad, we were watching this documentary about some music producer, and he was like, the producer's like this old guy, and it turned out he's bisexual, and there's a small section on it about how he's bisexual. And my dad's like, well, what does that even mean? You just like flip a coin. You just like wake up and flip a coin. What does that mean? I was like, that shut the
every
fuck
day.
Up.
Like, every dude, day. I was like, my sister's gay.
Yeah,
like,
right.
How have you just not thought about this stuff yet?
You know, you guys don't get this. You wake up. You wake up every day, you flip your coin. She's just lucky that I'm flipping the right way every day. and pretty, who knows what this streak is?
Yeah. Ludwig, I have a question for you. Don't do that sound. That's like peanut butter, baby.
That's like peanut butter, baby.
So, okay, your mom loves
don't
you.
Don't talk about her.
She loves you.
Yeah.
She does
she,
love
and
you.
And you have her eyes.
Okay.
And that's beautiful.
Sure.
And I was wondering, what if you came out as gay? Would your mom be mad at you?
What?
The real question.
You think Ludwig's French mom
would
be mad at him?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Because we're all talking about how our parents have a rudimentary understanding of sexuality. And I was wondering if you
dive into your question. What do you think?
You think the woman from the country that's at the forefront of secularism is going to be upset that he's gay?
You have more opinions about things you don't know about than you do about this.
But I'm asking you to make an informed guess. And I
we can't engage in the convo.
I think
that's crazy.
I need you to participate.
That's crazy.
I need you to participate.
I'm just asking you a question.
I'll correct you.
Let me text her.
I don't know if I made. I don't know if I made this up, but I have a memory that I'm not sure I've constructed or not of when my sister came out. My dad said, "Yeah, she plays soccer." I think that happened.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's real.
You know what's funny is most kids play soccer growing up too.
Yeah.
You can say that about most Americans. Kids. I guess most kids in the world.
Most kids are gay
these days. That's why soccer is a growing youth sport. It's part of the gay agenda. It's that's where conversion begins, is in youth soccer leagues.
That's kicking all them balls around.
Don't jump to that.
Do you think she would be mad?
I want you to take a stab. I don't know why you're being so coy.
I'm not being coy.
Why are you asking him specifically?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you this. Nope. Don't point it. This is a question for you.
Because we clearly already have a understanding of everyone's parents already.
You're saying besides his?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying that you know how my mom would react. You know how his family already reacted.
Yeah.
You're wondering.
We've spent the most time with his mom.
I know.
And he has no clue.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just disappointed in you.
I'm not.
This is the most disappointed I've been in you.
Why are you disappointed?
Because you just. First of all, you didn't like the Pussy Patch Sour.
I did like it. It was good.
Second of all,
I had an Audi.
No, you wanted the Pussy Patch Kids and we didn't let you buy it.
You can actually choose whether you like it or not.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
I just thought you would be able to form some sort of opinion based off your...
He went to his mom and said, I'm going to be a YouTuber. I think that she'd be fine with him being gay.
She thought that was
becoming
I'm
coming out,
out
Mom.
She's like, oh,
I'm
okay.
Coming out.
That's, well, you talk to me about whatever. And, you know, I
want
to
stream full time.
Yeah. I'm moving on up from vapes to live streaming.
She was real sad about the vapes thing. I was her main supplier.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She used to vape all the time.
Really?
No.
Oh,
you said supply. I thought you were just sad you were a merchant
chill
of death.
With it. She'd be chill with it.
She'd be chill with it?
Yeah.
Aw.
You're weird.
I'm not weird.
Yeah, when you talk about my mom, you're weird.
What about Peter?
What about Peter?
Ooh, how's Peter let you in the house?
Yeah.
What do you let you in?
What do you mean? Peter loves two things in this world, all right? It's my mom and Marvel movies.
That's so
would he,
tight.
Would he build a little second house for you in the backyard that you live in now?
Look, he's
that says Fido.
It's fine that you get. It's fine that you get. You just can't say the house.
No, that's my cup. Don't other cups.
Don't touch
my cup.
Ludwig, did you wash the glass?
It'd be fine if you used it, but I'm gonna use it soon. So just leave it there.
Ludwig, I'd prefer if you washed the glass.
Peter voted for Trump, bro. You never know. That's all.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Do you think he'll vote for Trump in the next election?
Is he riding or dying?
Or is he voting in the last election?
Is he on the DeSantis?
Wait, yeah, who did he vote in 2020?
I don't think he voted for Trump, but honestly, I don't know. I didn't ask.
Hillary.
I don't think she was on the ballot, buddy.
In 2020?
Yeah, you
can write
in,
though. Yeah.
You wrote her in, bro.
Like, you gotta admit when you're wrong sometimes.
What do you think the most, I don't know, is this stat available? The most written in meme candidate?
Kanye
for
sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
If yeah. it's not Kanye, it's like
The Rock.
Logan Paul.
Ugh.
Is there a write-in who won in like 1812 or some shit?
I don't
no.
know.
I don't think a write-in has ever won.
Did Vermin Supreme ever win anything?
Yeah, Vermin Supreme.
Did he ever win shit?
I don't think
no,
so.
He didn't win
he
shit.
He won the hearts of the people.
That's true.
That guy was a hood
but
legend.
You can't pay the bills with love.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can't,
whoa, hold
can't
on.
Can't win an election with love.
Game win election with love.
Senior quote, free senior quote, anyone listening?
Yeah, you need dark money.
1954.
Oh, Strom Thurmond.
63% of the vote.
Oh, it's Senate, though.
A Senate write-in candidate? Different.
That is a fuck ton for Strom Thurmond.
That is crazy.
63% on a write-in?
I will say, our political system's pretty fucked, but
AI
it is cool you can write people in.
I have zero faith in people nowadays to spell Strom Thurmond right 63% of the time.
Storm Thompson.
Yeah. It'd be him going up.
How'd you like Japan? You're back.
Oh, yeah. It was tight.
Great,
glad
greatest
to be
time
back.
Of your life.
I surprised Cutie on the way back.
Yeah.
He got me. He got me.
I don't know how.
I saw the tweet
you.
And I was like, wait, I thought he was coming back for the yard. Wait, it's Valentine's Day.
I
tried to do the math of like, oh, maybe it's because they're a day ahead and maybe I'm like doing the math wrong. And then I stopped thinking about it.
It's because you said 100K steps.
Did Cutie really not know? Because it seemed all a little convenient that there was this giant popular joke on the podcast, and then it all kind of like lined up in this beautiful content opportunity in a way.
I think she knew originally, because I had been planning on it from like day three that
and
I was going back.
You told her
the
that
14th.
You were coming back?
No, I never told her.
Okay.
But from day three in Japan, I was planning on coming back for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then she said that shit in the pod, and I was like, well, now you fucked it up.
Yeah, because I was like, what, the jig is up.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
When you would like talk to her and stuff, did you like let on that?
I
like,
don't think so, but I do think women have intuition.
Ugh.
And it's
ugh, right? Like,
ugh.
Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Is this the women or the intuition that we're
ugh,
doing the gross
like,
sounds
you
out?
Know? Like,
yeah.
Like,
which part of it?
I think it's just that they have so much more. And you
intuition?
Left it at intuition, which I think is disgusting.
Women have so much more than intuition. So you're mad that I didn't list
that
off?
You didn't
you
list off
you
more
said everything that women
you guys are also mad at that.
Yeah.
How big should the list be?
I've been mad.
How big should the list be?
I feel like it should
like,
be.
I was like, there's so
I
many.
Feel like
why do you think I've been marching?
At least three things.
All right, I'll keep going. Women have intuition. They have kind hearts.
Yeah, what else?
The ability to...
Name two women.
Name two women now.
Name two. One.
Hillary two. Clinton.
Oh. Okay.
And Chelsea Clinton.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
You have now a master's degree in women.
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's 2.5 women.
I appreciate
my
that.
My opinion.
That's...
Anyway.
Chelsea's just done so much for it.
for the whole thing. So I think she knew. I think she knew, and so
she said it on Fear Ann.
I had to throw her off the trail because Hassan texted me right after Fear Ann before it came out, and he was like she knows because he knew.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
funny.
And so I call her,
throw her off, not come home.
I send ooh. Out the tweet to Connor or about Connor about doing that IRL stream, and then I call her and I hit her, and it was such a heart wrenching convo. I'm like, hey. She's like, hey. I'm like, you know, I'm not coming back, right? And she's like, yeah, it was stupid.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. You guys are playing like fucking like the Cold War.
She was sad the whole day. I called her.
No.
And we talked for like 2 minutes. She's like, yeah, I just don't want to talk today. I'm like, yep, fair.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's really sad.
You got to do it for the payoff though.
And then you come home and you're like, wait, I brought pizza. Sorry, you were sad for 24 hours.
Bro, it almost seems like you realized she was sad and then you changed your plans. It's like you almost lost the situation.
Yeah, but I didn't do that.
I can vouch.
Because I got enough vouchers.
Yeah, there's enough vouchers.
Everybody knew I was going home early.
Yeah.
Everybody
was
talking about it. And so I came home and then the thing is too with Cutie, I can't like surprise her. Because I can't, like, knock on the fucking
door.
Yeah,
I thought about that. I was like, I feel like if he comes home just coming in,
she's not going to like that.
Yeah, I like, lightly tapped on the door, and I waited, and she just did nothing.
Aww.
And then I went beep, boop, boop, beep, and then I opened it, and then I walked in, and then she locks the door to the bedroom, so, like, still nothing.
Oh, my God.
And so then I knocked on the bedroom door, and still nothing, because she kind of just freezes like a dog.
Yeah.
Not that women are dogs. and then I was like,
That's right.
Babe. And then she was like, oh, and then she opened it, but she was surprised. She seemed pretty
Why
surprised.
Why don't you just call her and say, look outside?
I also did that.
Oh, she didn't pick up.
Hey, look in the sky.
I texted her. She was sleeping.
Oh, okay. That's cute, man.
It was cute. It was nice. I had a nice V-Day. How's everyone else's Valentine's Day?
That's
we
good.
Ordered a heart-shaped pizza. It was $35 fucking dollars. And it tasted like DiGiorno.
Heart-shaped dough is really expensive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's just as expensive.
On Valentine's Day?
Don't say it like that.
It's a supply-demand thing.
You said it weird.
It's a supply-demand. Like
you said, yes, it is. You yassified it.
Don't look at me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Help.
Stop
help
yassifying
me.
Your heart-shaped
pizza. Hello,
my baby.
Hello, my darling.
Okay, I'm throwing my helmet.
No, bro. It's like the Japanese watermelon. It takes fucking time to grow that shit.
When they grow the pizza, they have to put it in a special mold.
Yeah. They do the videos about Japanese artisans, but for people who make heart-shaped dough.
Heart-shaped DiGiorno.
It's just the guy. It's the guy working at Domino's on Valentine's Day.
his name is Tyler.
What's up? I'm Tyler.
Well, I'm 17. I know.
Yeah, so corporate sends us this like this little like plastic heart-shaped thing, so I just kind of cut the dough with it.
We actually use less dough because we have to cut off the outside.
Yeah, so people cool. don't even really order these things.
I also sell weed. If you guys,
I sell heart-shaped other shit.
Do you
want that?
Do you guys want to come back on my break?
To the camera crew.
We went rock climbing. Valentine's Day at the gym.
That's tight.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's good.
What did you do?
Yeah, I got my shit fucked up.
Were you in the bathtub?
Yeah, I figured. I was like naked on a chair in the bathroom going back and forth between the sink and the shower, basically.
You and Olivia Rodrigo. That's what that song's about.
What is that song?
Good for you. Guy on the bath floor.
Bathtub. Sitting on a
dye
chair.
My
dying
hair in
there.
And I'm aiming.
Another one.
Yeah. And I'm aiming.
It's a song about discovering bisexuality.
This is how I want to connect with you now. Because we're similar now.
What? Because you're almost bald?
Because I'm almost bald.
That's
something
count.
I didn't
Dude, what
think
if
about.
He had that?
I feel like he.
You could have that.
Got shot in war and you went paintballing.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're the same.
Yeah,
now.
But there's similarities.
Yeah, what are they?
They're. Okay. When I did this last time, it was in the summer at our old house and it was just really hot all the time. So I didn't really notice. But yesterday it was cold when we went to dinner and you get so much colder.
Man, dude, you are
this
like
is
a
something
warm
I never realized. It's like if you don't have hair, your head just cools off
and
so much.
And the people they spit.
I was shivering,
spit on you.
And the waitress spit on me and said shame as we left.
Yeah. That'll happen, especially at Chili's.
He said, what do you want, Butterball? Oh, Butterball, what do you want to order? Huh?
Yeah, you call Butterball a lot. I like,
which is
I
weird because
I'm
skinny. And she's like, yeah, you look like a toe.
But oh, God, you call that skinny?
She said, you look like a thumb, bitch. Yeah, bro. Look, life is hard for us now.
Yeah.
But we share that.
How do you wear t-shirts?
How do I wear? What the fuck
is
are you talking
Because you're cold. You got to be cold all the time.
Oh, but temperature-wise?
No, you get used to it.
You do get used to it. Also.
His pores are tiny, I bet. Because they're always so cold and shrunken up.
It's true. My skin's great. Also, if you haven't noticed, I have a space heater on all the time.
He does. He keeps his shit fucking.
Dude, he's gonna die in a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked up, Zipper, can you look up how many fires space heaters cause? It's crazy.
Run it.
Do you think there's like a separate, you know, like the Korean mythos around like leaving a fan on at
Korean
night?
Korean fan death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there's that for only you. And
21, almost 22,000 fires a year.
Only 300 people die from them.
Yeah, but dude, that's that crazy? 21,000 a year?
I'm just saying, like, the chance a fire happens is, like, pretty low, still somewhat high, but the chance you die from your own fire, like, 1% of that.
I will say, I'm going to get a new space heater that's not, like, literally just a hot, like, coil. It's, like, a cool Dyson one that's, like, doesn't burn
you. Get the
you.
One that you put on your ceiling.
What?
Does yours have the safety thing where if it gets knocked over, it turns
no.
off?
No. It's so
actually, it heats up more.
Ground heating. 30 years from now, there's going to be this Manchester by the Sea-esque movie about you setting your house on fire with your space heater, and all of your stuffed animals are going to burn instead of your children.
Oh, that would be so sad.
Holy shit, man. What the
Manchester
fuck?
Manchester by the Sea with the worst analogy ever.
Oh, yeah, I also have Manchester by the Sea.
So
you spoiled
that's
it
mean.
For like...
That movie came out 10 years
ago. I know,
ago.
But the analogy wasn't even worth spoiling
What is
it.
The amount of years... I've actually was wondering this recently. What is the amount of years that has to go by to be able to spoil a movie? Or to be able to talk about the movie
in
context?
I think a spoil needs somewhat like a reasoning. I can't be like, I was at 7-Eleven picking between Onigiri and Katsudon, kind of like Sophie when she had to pick between her kids and Sophie's choice.
It's like in
that.
The usage.
It's like yeah. that.
The negative impact.
Yeah.
No, I think
that, also, does that apply to that spoiler doesn't ruin that movie
shut
at
up.
All.
Does that apply to recent movies for you?
I think...
Can I spoil a movie that just came out if the value of the joke is funnier?
Oh, if it was really funny, yeah. I think the value has to increase, right? Proportionately.
We're different.
Like, this Sophie's choice joke is
dog shit.
Not that important.
You think a lot of our audience has been sitting on Manchester by the Sea?
No, they haven't been,
you think they've
like,
been waiting for the right time?
If you fucked off five people right there, is
He's
that not enough
He's got
to
something.
You?
Ludwig is me-pilled right now. He's just mad that it wasn't funny enough.
If it was not even funny,
valuable enough.
I said valuable, but we have different. You've it, only find
same word.
You only
well,
find
what's
value,
the value
yeah,
in a
same.
Fucking.
Yeah. It's the same word for us
right now
because you only have one value system.
Yeah, but also what the value you're looking for? I guess you're looking for an effective analogy,
yeah,
which
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't think
it could,
was.
Like it could be a fire analogy. It's not funny.
And then yeah, and you go,
you know, what, you
oh.
know what I told Anthony. Did I say it in front of that? I don't remember if I said it in front of you guys. I had a gift idea for Anthony that I spoiled because I don't know if I'm man enough to do it. But I told him I wanted to give him an acrylic preservation of one of my poops.
Oh yeah!
So it's like my poop inside an acrylic
like fossilized.
Yeah, yeah. Like inside of an acrylic box that you can see through, and so it never like
dude,
decays or anything, just preserves. It's and then he can like put it on his fireplace.
Yeah. One of his big old fucking dunkers, bro.
It's like the fish in the ice blocks at the snow festival.
Yes.
Those
yes.
ugly fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, just on your mantle next to the Wario GameCube controller.
But it's one of Nick's poops. Like one of his glorious fuckers.
I was like, I think he would appreciate it a lot, even though it is a rancid thing
I
to
think,
do.
I think
it would be insane.
I don't know. Does it preserve?
Yeah,
because
there has to be
a
way a
block.
To French dip it, as they say, in a way.
I think you need to first dehydrate it.
Yeah, because the
don't
moisture
think you could put
inside
it, in.
It. Well, I don't know. Like it'd be like kind of like a chocolate dip banana.
Yeah, that would also not preserve well.
No, it gets protected inside it.
No, you could definitely put it in chemicals that would preserve it.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think acrylic's enough.
Is there
what I'm
poop
saying.
Taxidermy? You know what I'm saying?
I think you can taxidermy anything.
Yeah, well, there we go, right? That's the question. Is there an expert out there who's like some
is
weird
there a guy?
Taxidermy
that can help us?
Implies that his poop is not in a block. It's just there.
It's like a bear.
Like,
it's in a corner.
Hanging over your fireplace like a deer head.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I feel like you need either oxygen or moisture for things to happen to it, right? So if you deprive it of those things, then
yeah,
it should,
so you have to dehydrate.
It should just stay,
but
right?
But poop without... water in it and moisture
is it even poop? Do I
question.
Even get to enjoy it?
Right.
It's not a wet
right.
crud.
But the smell. You're not considering the smell. Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know.
Any experts out there?
Look up dehydrated poop. I think it's just owl poop.
I don't think anyone's ever done this. I think it's
don't they dehydrate the poop on the space station?
Oh, is it
on the ISS? Don't they dehydrate the waste?
What do they do with their shit?
They just dump it out into space.
No, they don't.
No, 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 no.
Obviously not.
They
have
to.
No, they don't. Why?
Why is that crazy?
How do you think asteroids are made?
That's polluting.
Maybe I'm mixing this up with the pee, but they do.
This is the most Republican you've ever been.
Wait, doesn't it burn up in the atmosphere?
If it goes to Earth.
But it wouldn't fall to Earth
poop
necessarily.
Poop just orbits like a saddle.
If you put it in space, the poop would just be there forever.
If you digest it, it stays in your system for like a long time. It's like gum.
Yeah.
Wait, like you're shooting it off.
Oh, they send it to burn up.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
But they don't just put it outside into space.
But I will say, you're saying it's polluting?
I think if you kept it out
forever.
Bro,
do you know how many planets are in the galaxy?
I'm just saying, I don't think the people on those planets would want your shit.
They don't go to other planets. I'm saying the vastness of space
is so inconceivable. Here's my question. If there are aliens out there, is the first thing we want them to see from us your shit?
Yes, because they can learn a lot from our anatomy by looking at poop. 500 light years vertically, or about 25.
We could send out one of Anthony's poops and carve a proof theory into it, like the Voyager 2 probe.
Yeah,
you seen that?
We can show him our
math.
We
should send our something easier to carve in.
We should send our poop.
It's not poop.
We should send our poop with earbuds attached to see if they try to listen to it. As a good prank.
They'd be like,
this is their iPod.
And then they put it in their
alien ear. And then they get poop in their ears.
You should get every human a shit and then send out 7 billion shits. And then they all have a note saying, this is food.
Oh!
Yeah!
Right? Prank
a picture
so
of our
good.
Balls. Come and it's on. Like, this is our wife. This is porn. And our, where we're from.
This is what
this
we
is
look
hot.
Like.
This is hot and fucking dude, it's high, bro.
It's crazy that we make any money doing this.
We send them one URL and it's meatspin.com.
It goes.
We have cool things called 11 parties on Earth. You should totally go to this website on your alien phone.
Dude, no, we should. What we do, we shoot
we
into
come
space.
From Penn Island.
We shoot into space 3 pigs.
It's a scroll that says you've dropped your pocket. Please look it out.
All right, Bob, I'll be about
drop pocket on the floor.
Oh, and all the other aliens are fucking laughing at him.
Just a picture of Aiden that says, is this guy yours?
They're very confused at everything but the picture of Aiden. They're like, oh, that's a Schmiegelbob. We know that one.
Okay. What they start getting little hearts over their head.
Honey, they got Schmiegelbobs. Look how weird he is. He's a weird one.
You look fucking weird, man.
It's alien like what you look like.
You look
it's of
foreign.
The other world.
You look
to me.
Terrestrial.
You're at that birthday party in Signs.
I haven't seen Signs.
No, I know the movie. Haven't seen it though.
Damn it, that would hit really hard.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay.
You seen the Good Neighbor Signs bit?
No.
That's a good sign. They had two things.
They had two things.
We haven't seen.
Good pussy.
Good weed. Signs.
What are you guys talking about again?
The things you love in life.
Oh, shit. You are right.
I forgot to ask you. We didn't really talk about it because you talked about Surprising Cutie, but are you satisfied with Nippon Desuka?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, really good pronunciation
Thank
today.
Thank you.
I was satiated. I thought it was good. I had a good trip.
You drank all the culture you could drink.
I drank 12 of the 14 days I was there.
What's your new Japan? Do you have your sights set on a new
it's Japan?
Japan.
Ooh,
you go back.
I go back whenever.
Sumi Misen.
I'll probably go back in the fall for a week. Yeah. I want to go. I didn't go to Kyoto.
You know what you should do? You should not tell anyone this time.
Like anyone?
Like tell like
especially your girlfriend.
Tell only people that you want to go with you.
Go missing.
What was the issue of telling so many people last time?
This didn't end up happening, but I feel like a lot of people decided to go because they knew you were going.
And that did happen, yeah.
And they ended up not going.
Who I think wanted an excuse to go, and they're like, well, he's going, I'll go. But that, yeah, it didn't end up happening.
I think you'll have more fun if you just
do it. You know who we did meet up with was Toph.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Also, there was a Melee tournament the day after we left.
Battle
yeah,
Gate.
I didn't know about that. I wish
Scherzo. Scherzo.
Oh, okay. I planned around that, yeah. But
Scherzo
washed
in again.
Mega Christmas got top 8.
My goat.
Wait, hold on. It was like third seed.
My goat.
Still got top 8?
Fifth.
Who did he lose to?
Fifth. He lost to Ingen.
Yep, that's
typical.
Given.
and he lost it. Oh, he lost to Omid.
No.
Yeah. Omid beat him.
Omid got top four?
Omid got fourth.
Omid's good, bro. Yeah, Omid's good. He's good with the rat.
Pikachu, you're Falco. You haven't put Pikachu in a while. Maybe we all Pikachu's a SoCal.
But yeah, Japan was tight. I'll probably go back maybe in fall. I'm going to go for a week. I have to do the drifting stream still.
Yeah.
I canceled it to come home early.
Your happiness, Ludwig, equals my happiness. Do you know that?
And that's why he's so concerned about how you would be treated if you came out.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I just want to know that Peter's being nice to you.
He would be nice.
Even if you came home and you said, I've been slurping
I think
that's how he'd come out.
I've been slurping cock.
He'd be nice. Laugh at
he'd
that.
Be nice. He just would wash the glasses.
Oh, we were on the Hokkaido trip and I kept saying, suck it down. And everyone in the group was being weird about it.
Nah. That's fucked
that's
up.
That's weird of them.
Yeah,
that's
what, I agree.
I tell you, I say suck it till you can't, everyone gets weird.
I know.
That's weirder.
That is weirder, but I want to be on your side because you're on my side, I know.
So you said suck it down so much.
And did I suck it down so much?
About what, Aiden?
About anything that entered his mouth.
About anything I sucked down.
He's eating like a nigiri, he's like, suck it down.
Yeah, and I did.
Wow. A cool trick Ludwig was he let me in on because I think he had to ethically, which was so after we got food at that expensive place, we're at the bar.
He just showed us the Creative Cloud download screen.
Cool.
Thank you.
Zipper.
Thanks, Zip.
Thank you.
We were at that bar afterwards, right? And Ludwig was drinking all like dinner, so he was fucking pretty sauce, and then he was gonna hang out with Connor later and drink more. And we were at this bar, which is like this middle drinking part.
Yeah.
And so he orders drinks to not look like a big pussy, because apparently that's what happens when you don't drink. And he was like, so he has this drink. And then we're hanging out for a little bit, and then he turns to me, he's like, hey, if you want water, do not drink mine. I'm like, why? And he's like, I've been fucking sipping the drink, the alcohol that I got, and then taking a drink of water and spitting it out into it. So I
but
don't
like casually,
get...
so like you
yeah, my, yeah, it's not obvious.
It was tequila in my mouth, and then I just sit there and I'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'd put the water, and then I'd take another sip of water, and then I'd spit it all out into the water.
Like,
why even do the step between? Why, and I just spit it when you do the first
you
sip.
Added a step.
You don't want to spit into the water because then everyone knows.
But come on, but aren't you drinking some water and then spitting all of it out?
No,
I'm drinking water, and then while I'm actually drinking water, I'm actually spitting it in. But if you spit water while you are in water, it's like a jet stream, as opposed to spitting on top of water.
It's covert,
which would be like a hose
right?
operation.
He needs to take the drink to look like he's drinking
water.
No,
I understand that. I'm being misunderstood, but it doesn't matter. Let's continue.
And it was just a fun little trick at home to not get shit-faced before he was going to spend the rest of the night drinking with Connor.
Yeah, I also had to ride a bicycle.
And he was like, that's why he told me, he's like, don't drink that one because it has alcohol in it. I'm like, why?
It would be funny for him to just be like, hey, drink this one. It's a cool drink.
He almost did that. Remember?
No, I didn't.
Everyone was stressed because someone handed Slime a little cup and they're like, hey, drink this.
And it was alcohol. And I was like, and I brought it to my mouth just to smell it. And everyone was like the SpongeBob
people
audience.
People are so weird about that. People, I've had experience with this too, where someone's like, don't go like near this. Like, this is like going to be like, this is alcohol. And I'm like, it's fine.
The thing is, I am stressed for him. I would be down for you to break edge.
What, you just care about me less? What's the...
Because I think his reasoning for being on the horse, in my mind, is if he falls off, he's just alcoholic for life. Like, I think if he has one sip, he'll drink every day.
It could be a slippery slope.
You have one sip, you'd be like, yep, I know why I don't drink.
Maybe.
There's a little less risk. I've demonstrated that I cannot be trusted, and that's cool.
Yeah, I drank.
I don't know if that's.
I drank
the
poison mimosa on accident, and
Cutie's poison mimosa.
I'm fine.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't. You weren't like, all right.
I wasn't like.
I'm a mimosa guy. I think this is me now,
dude. Me and Zip too were going through it on the trip on the way back. We were on a walk and we were just like, do we just need to start drinking? Is that what it is? We were commiserating because neither of us do. It's tough, man.
Japan's especially harder.
Yeah, Japan's.
I felt like I was... It's different in America when I'm just left out. There, I'm like disrespecting elders.
Yeah, right?
And I'm like, fuck, I should leave. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be here.
You can't be a salary man. Like, literally a
bro. You want to respect them past, present, and future.
You can't even work at you can't work at any companies because like that's... Like the main thing is hanging out with your boss and going drinking with them.
There's a rank and file of getting hammered.
If you don't drink with your boss, you're not getting promoted.
They were talking about that bit of like work culture fading away post COVID.
I think they go out less.
Not being as present.
But I think they still do it.
You still got to get around
also,
it.
Also, I was happy to like when Connor, when we were talking to him and he's like, oh, go in the onsen with tattoos. Like they usually don't fucking care. I was like, that makes me feel better because I liked the onsen. And also when we went, mm-hmm. there was like two other guys in the onsen that when we went that came through. One of them covered in tattoos. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And he was Asian guy, so I was like, all right, fucking let's go.
Yeah, they don't seem to care unless, because there's no one like checking. There's not like a guy with a checklist that's like.
Yeah, it has to be like reported by the person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's the number one thing I want in my life from Japan is the onsen.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Like here?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was healing. You know what I liked is honestly the cold bath.
Yeah.
The cold bath in the sauna was so good, bro.
Aiden was like, go try it. And then I like touched the water and I'm like, it's too cold.
Wait, it's cold water.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's only, so tight. I feel like it's only shitty the first time you get in. But once you start going back and forth between the cold tub and the hot tub or the sauna. He likes the sauna.
I love the sauna.
It feels super good.
Yeah, well, that's also the new rage. Is ice bath guys on TikTok?
It's not an ice bath.
It's close.
Like Miles was on this way before everyone.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He's a trailblazer.
He's an ice cold shower taker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, ice cold shower seems fucking miserable.
I think he did ice baths.
They are miserable, but they're supposed to be good
too.
For you.
Yeah, I mean, presumably similar to ice baths.
Oh, I made cookies. I forgot to bring them for you guys.
Oh.
Made my cookies.
They're not
going to
be as good next week.
No, they won't.
Make more.
Yeah. Why do you make cookies for fun?
Valentine's.
You getting good?
Yeah, I just follow the recipe. They're great, but
bro,
it's like, I feel like...
Don't sell yourself short.
No, I think it's bullshit.
There was art in there.
I was literally, I finished the cookies and they were great, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just... I just followed instructions.
Dude, that's what you do when you play Kingdom Hearts.
That's not true. You play the game and discover for yourself.
No, you also followed instructions on how to beat certain data bosses.
Data bosses? Yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
What's the difference between the...
That's why I stopped playing. I didn't finish the data battles because it was boring.
Because you were following too many instructions?
Yeah. So, but thank you for proving my point.
So stop following instructions when we make cookies.
Bro, you like building computers.
Yeah.
That is just instruction following 101.
But there's some, you can get custom with it. What I'm saying is I haven't discovered how to be custom in the kitchen, nor do I care enough.
Take risks.
You can, right? Like, I could have added some cinnamon, right?
Whoa.
I could go crazy. But I don't want to keep baking to like...
I'm going to put Vaseline in this.
It's nice when things have a strict sort of structure and order.
It's great. I'm saying it was great.
Making fun of
I like when things are like math
you
problems.
You guys are sick. This is not autistic because I don't like the instructions and I want the freedom and I stand on my heels
good,
in the kitchen.
This is good evidence in your favor.
I like that you stand on your heels sometimes. I'd also love if you were a great baker.
You would like that?
I think it would add some charm to you.
You would love my cookies.
I think I would like your cookies.
But they're not my cookies, right?
No, say love.
I would like your cookies.
Say love.
I would like them.
It's okay. It doesn't hurt me because they're not my cookies. I looked up best M&M cookie recipe ever.
That social cue does not register for me.
That's what the fuck
I
up.
Don't feel hurt.
This is what we make fun of Aiden for all the time. And now it's getting fucking judo thrown onto me. That's okay. I'll take it.
Yeah, you don't care.
I like Kirby's. I'll eat that
you
shit.
You're a little guy.
You have not ungripped him.
I like him.
It's a little guy. He's soft.
Tough guy.
He's soft.
The texture radiates through my body.
Honestly.
Have you felt him, bro? He's soft.
I think the design, I was saying when you weren't here, the design is weird.
You see, I did hear
there's
you
just a little can
a
in there, but it's full, you can't interact with it. It
should be a real can,
this should
bro.
Store little items.
They should just be able to have one can in his body at all times. And that way when he comes to the set, there's a Red Bull in it, and he gets to suck down his little Red Bull.
From the Kerbo?
From the Kerbo.
Why does he have to suck it? Why can't he just drink it?
Why are you talking?
Let me suck it down.
Let
okay.
him suck it down.
I'm sucking it down.
Why are you trying to hold him back?
I'm not trying to hold him back.
Oh, so you're scared when he sucks it down.
I saw someone on Twitter was like, just started watching It's Always Sunny. Now I understand where Slime gets all of his humor from.
Oh, that makes me want to puke.
Yeah, it's pretty cringe to say, but I do think it's funny.
Having
like,
said that, there is one scene.
Well, no. Zoomers, I think in general, are going to discover It's Always Sunny if they haven't already and realize that like it's been running for like 20 years almost now. And like an entire generation is based like their sort of like social comedic rhythm from that show, us included, I think. And so it's like it's kind of like being like, Oh, dude, slime, like...
It's obviously an overgeneralization, though.
It is.
It's just someone wanting to draw a line because it feels nice in their dumb little brain. Like, sure, there are influences in all the things that we enjoy and like.
Yeah, that's where it's stupid. But I do think there is something to be said about, like... I was just thinking about how the show in general is, like, so... Because it's so long-running, it has permeated, I think, a lot of, like, subcultures.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you showed me that one scene with D... Where she says something a certain way, and you're like, I always do that.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time with that show. Like, there's so many phrases. But also with, like, Whitest Kids and shit. Which one with D?
Fuck if I know. I haven't watched that show.
You don't remember?
Nothing.
You've watched that show.
I never watched that show.
That's crazy.
Wait, Always Sunny?
I've never seen Always Sunny. I've watched, like, a few episodes.
That's
crazy. What the fuck? I've seen Rum Pig.
Rum Ham.
Rum Pig.
You would love that show. That's great.
It's so subtle. He's so good at pissing me off. It's so subtle. I'm like, I'm mad now. It's mad. Yeah, it's like,
love the Rum Pig episode.
Yeah, and he's eating it.
He's mixing like Spider Pig and Rum Ham.
Daniel DeVito's eating it.
Yeah. Daniel DeVito Day-Lewis. He does it again.
Oh, wow.
Good show.
Was Zipper trying to tell us it was done when he dragged Adobe?
Probably giving us like a 15 or something.
I think
we
are done though.
Oh, you lost your Master Roshi sticker.
Yeah, it fell off.
Wow.
Because I put on another thing over it and it was too heavy. Mm. So I just got coots.
You know what Yan said? Disheveled in the gym yesterday.
Some
disheveled
dumb
the
shit.
Wrong word.
Some fucking dumb
dejected.
Shit I don't want to hear.
You know what he said in the gym? He
said, fuck Yan.
Then how do we get Ludwig back?
What is that? Oh, to the
climbing?
Gym?
I said he's gone, yeah. I said, he'd have to miss me. You have to miss me dearly as a friend, and that's what it takes to get him to climb once.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Ludwig?
Yeah. Yeah, you got me to it. No, I don't think it's about missing. I think it's just about I don't like climbing.
No.
I think climbing's a bad form of exercise.
But you can do it for fun.
But you did it for so
long. Yeah, I
can
do it for fun.
Did you have to like learn that you didn't like it for that long?
No, I had to learn that it wasn't a good form of exercise. I thought it was fun to do. I think climbing's fun to do. It's not a good form of exercise.
Who cares? So is fucking eating ice cream.
Because I'm not going to go to the gym and also climb. That's a lot.
I see.
That's what I'm doing.
So you felt like you were time saving.
No.
That's what I mean.
No, but it's just you do all your pull movements that day for climbing, and then you do your opposites on other days. The same way that you separate your sessions.
I do my 5 days a week. I love that schedule. And weekends... are my off days? That sounded like a big
that was my
from
soul
Zipper.
Crying out for my friend.
It sounded like a whale. Weekends are the only days where I don't work out, so I could climb on weekends.
I see
ooh,
what you're saying.
Weekends are off for me,
feasibly.
So
wow.
So I'm saying no to you actually.
So he actually has the power in this dynamic.
Yeah.
Damn. That sucks.
You wanted to climb with him,
didn't
you?
I did, but he's off free on weekends.
Not
he's
available,
not down. He's not free and available on weekends.
You know what? How Nippon ruined me?
What?
I no longer think Japanese text on stuff is automatically cool.
Yeah, it's not.
It's only really cool.
Oh, what?
It's still
wait,
really cool.
It fell?
But it's not like
so
I don't want to examine that. Let's let him say it. Let's just move on.
It's not automatically
I don't want to analyze
it's
it.
Not automatically cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's like 80% instead of 100%.
For sure.
Yep.
Like, I'm looking at your Team Liquid tag right now.
Uh-huh.
What does that say?
This?
Team Liquid?
This says...
It probably says what it says on English underneath.
Team Liquid Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says the bomb detonates exactly on March 31st, 2024.
Anyway, in conclusion, we came back.
We
made it home.
We fell on.
We
yeah,
made
we
home.
Made it back.
Mission accomplished, boys.
Well, we're still not sure if Aiden made it back. We
actually don't know.
Don't know who this
made
guy
it.
Is.
I made it fine.
This is a sleeper agent.
He'll never be the same.
That the Japanese government sent back.
Look what Roppongi did to him.
Roppongi.
You think I'm different now?
Yeah.
I do.
Omotesando. All right, everyone, goodbye now.
Are we just goodbye now? Is it over?
Yeah,
and oishikata to you all. See you guys next week.
All right, see you in the real one. Bye.